Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me, I am patiently waiting. Something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. Hey, babe, your foreplay just blows my mind. So why don't we stop all the talking, girl? Why don't we stop wasting time? I've had my share of lovers, some say I'm damn good, and if you think you can turn me out, maybe I wish that you would, cause you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you I'll never go back. You say there's a lesson if you wanna cheat. Well, here I am, baby, practice what you. Just you and me. So many things I can do to you, and so many ways I can please. Hey, 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 it's your move, yeah. Why don't you start turning down the light and show me just what you can do? Hey, baby, I've had my share of lovers, some of them were damn good, but if you think you can turn me out, hell, I just wish that you would, cause you just keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you I'll never go back, say there's a lesson. Practice what you preach. Is it?
Happy Green Day. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate everybody in the building. If you want to join into the show tonight, we will be talking about some love stuff. So the number is 515-605-9329. You got to touch that number one button if you want to talk to me. Tonight, we will be discussing. So when you get married, right, or when you're in a monogamous relationship, for those who are, what happens with your parents? So, gentlemen, your love, your life, your heart, your world, your mama, does she still come first? Or do you now have to give that to your wife? And for the daddy's girls, I'm going to raise my hand. I am a daddy's girl. I miss you, daddy. I am a daddy's girl so bad it don't make no sense. But once you get married, what happens? Am I still a daddy's girl? Or do I got a new daddy? We be back, don't move.
Let's cruise away from here. would place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flowers, the birds and the bees, and see your love beside me. That would be all I need if this world were mine. I'd give you anything.
World were mine, I would make you a key with wealth untold. You could have anything if this world were mine. I'd give you each day.
When you want me, honey, just call me.
No, baby, you are my consolation, and I feel so much protection when I'm in your arms. When you squeeze me,
yeah, the way that you do. Every sky would be blue as long as you're loving me, baby. Oh.
You already know what it is. We in the building. Tonight is love night. We're speaking on love. And the question of the night is, if you are in a loving relationship, does your spouse remain number one? So, first shout out to everybody that's tuned in. We definitely appreciate everybody tuned in tonight. Definitely appreciate everybody who tuned in last night. If you missed the show, we did Psalm 12 and 13. It was a great show. Sorry you missed it, but for right now, you can catch the replay. And then after, I think it's two nights, it's going to go into the Apple Store and all of the podcast stores. So you should look for it there. And like I said, my question of the day was, does a partner lose position once you take a hand in marriage? I mean, it's real particular for some people. For some men, nobody's going to ever take my mother's place, and that's just what it is. Married or not, she had me and she raised me, and that's just what it's going to be. And then there's the man that say, well, you know what, Ma? You've been the apple of my eye all my life. You've always been there for me. You've always given me an abundance of love and care. And now I'm going to take the training wheels off, and I'm going to pass my heart to someone else and allow them to have at it. The question is, what position do you play in this? That's the question. So I want to talk about love for a real quick second, and then we'll go back into some music, and then we're going to come back on ways that if you are having a problem with this situation, you can actually balance it out. Those are for those who want to work. It can be balanced. So ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about love. Now, love is simply a four-letter word, but it holds a universe of feelings. It's like the sun shining bright, spreading warm over the world. It's beautiful. Love, believe it or not, is what makes us kind, what makes us patient, more understanding. It's a powerful force that can create miracles if you allow it to. For instance, think about your family, the people you care about, people who care for you, the ones who look out for you. In that group, possibly your parents, your brother, your sister, they all love you. They would do anything for you. That's the magic of love. It makes us brave. It gives us the strength to move mountains if we need to. Love in a family is like the roots of a tree, and it keeps us grounded. It gives us our identity, so to speak. So now imagine your friends, excuse me, people you laugh with, people you share your secrets with. They might not be related to you, but they love you, and you love them. Love amongst friends is like a cool breeze on a hot day. It brings belief, comfort, and joy. It makes life fun. It helps us grow. Then there's love that makes your heart race, that makes you feel butterflies in your stomach. Yes, I'm talking about romantic love. When you fall in love, you see the world through a rose-colored glass. Everything seems wonderful. This love is like a beautiful song that you want to keep listening to over and over. It gives life a new meaning. All that's good, but this as well goes into that. Love is not always easy. You know, sometimes it could be tough. Sometimes it can hurt. But even when it hurts, it teaches us something. You're always going to learn something. It makes us grow. It makes us better, like a rainstorm that may get crazy but leaves the earth fresh and green. Love can bring tears, but also joy and growth and happiness. And now lastly, let's not forget about self-love. The love you have for yourself. This love is like a mirror. It actually shows you who you really are. It helps you understand yourself. It makes you strong. It helps you love others better. So on this green day, I would like to celebrate love. Let's cherish it. Let's spread it. Because love can change the world. Did you know it can bring peace and happiness? So honestly, in the end, and before we get into the topic of the day, in the end, love is all we really need. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. And love is not just a feeling, it's a way of life. Let's make love our way of life this week. Let's do that. We'll be back. Welcome back to the World of Green. It's I, Dr. Divine, doing it my way, you already know. Trying to put you on point with some of these love details. And I'm speaking to the ones married, maybe freshly married or married a long time, maybe common law married. And again, if you haven't heard me speak previously, common law is when you have lived with your spouse for 7 years. Ladies, 7 years means you are already his wife. You're already his wife, whether he never takes your hand in marriage, whether you never get the dress, whether you never walk, he is your husband after 7 years. And on top of that, and I'm not condoning this, but for those who need to hear it, if that is where or the route you're trying to go, if you are smart, after 7 years, you start conducting yourself as a wife because it's common law marriage. So God forbid anything happens down the line. After 7 years, you can already say, hey, look, we were common law married as far as I was concerned. Vice versa for you guys. It works the same way, either or. But I wanted to give a couple of different advice options for those who might be going through some things, trying to find the place for a parent. See, because especially when you have good parents, and God bless mine, I have two really good parents, and I never personally, I didn't give an option. My parents come with me, and that's a package deal. If you don't like parents or you don't want to be around your mom or your dad that much, whatever, that's fine. Don't be the fuck around me when I'm around my people. You understand? Everybody has a reason. Maybe your parents did something to you. Maybe they didn't do enough for you. Whatever your reason is, that's fine. I never made it a problem, but I can't be and I won't be around someone who chooses to make it a problem because of how I feel about my family. So in my case, when my dad, everybody in the world knows, I love, love, love my mom. Love, 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 love my mom. But I'm a daddy's girl. My dad, my absolute world. And even in this situation, when I got married, in my head, I knew that nobody can replace my dad. Nobody. So I'm going to have someone who kind of sort of can mimic him in certain areas, somebody who can have the same standards that I feel should be met as a man, because my dad is one of the best men that ever walked this earth. And in my head, if you can't even be compared to him, option of walking down no fucking aisle. But I got lucky. I know how. God is good. I got really lucky. And my luck was so good, like I said, I never, ever put anybody above or even in the same category as my dad, but my husband was so, well, is so good to me. See, women, sometimes when they are so good, you give them the title daddy. I gave him the daddy title. And one day we were around my around my actual father. We were eating. And I asked for something to be passed to me, and I said, Daddy. And they both answered me. Crazy. Not the fact that they both answered me, but they both answered and both were attentive to whatever, like, him, Daddy, as a husband, my wife needs my attention. What's the matter, baby? And Daddy, as a father, my daughter needs my attention. What's the matter, baby? And I was a little like, oh, God, because I didn't know how my father was going to respond because he's so strict with everything. And I didn't know how he was going to respond. And I was actually talking to, at that time, the not the one that helped give me life, but the one that walked me down the aisle. And so I was like, I'm sorry, Daddy, I was talking to him. And he didn't say anything. I was shocked. He didn't say anything. And I was like, oh, and in my head, I'm like, I know I'm going to get chastised later. But not only did I not get chastised later, I never got chastised, period, for calling him that in front of my dad. because it was like when I got married, my dad made it clear, like, look, she's spoiled, she's rotten, and if you can't fulfill the shoes that it requires to walk in to take her hand in marriage, then don't do it. And he made that clear. And my husband took my hand, and he fulfilled, tripled those shoes. And then, you know, I also have brothers and male cousins and 9 uncles who we worship each other, and then we put each other on pedestals, and they, you know, I get treated a certain way. 38th grandchild, it's just all a mechanic that I follow. And as a woman in that mechanic, the husband had to fall suit. I couldn't have been successful in marriage with a husband who was jealous of me calling him and my father daddy, or a husband who didn't understand the dynamic that it's not that there was a choice. I wasn't going to pick. I'm not going to pick. It's my daddy and my husband. I'm not going to pick. And ladies, you can feel that way too. You cannot pick, but if you don't pick, you need to live up to both standards for both men on each side. You have to live all the way up to the daughter dearest status, and you got to live all the way up to the wife status. You can never, ever, for no reason, let one feel lacking in the area of your love, especially when you have them on the same pedestal and you feel that way. So with that being said, parents and in-laws can play, you know, a big part in marital satisfaction. Now, I'm going to get into some of the actual research in this. So the boundaries you set or you don't set is going to impact your relationship in many ways. And the lack of boundaries can certainly cause a lot of marital strife and sadness, and it could lead to divorce, really. Now, there's a lot of reasons why people don't set boundaries with their parents, and we're going to just speak about that really quick. And sometimes it's lack of understanding, really. It's really... the family may not think it's intrusive for his parent to want to be involved. You know, a husband may not feel like it's intrusive for his mother to want to be around all the time. And he may not feel that it's intrusive to make major decisions, in regards to his mom. Like, maybe he was making major decisions with his mom before you came around, and now that you're married, them two are still in their same relationship, and you're just actually a third wheel, and vice versa. However, if the spouse has a different idea, it can, you know, lead to a lot of conflict. Sometimes people don't set boundaries out of guilt. For example, I don't want to tell my mother she can't come over every day because she's lonely and I feel bad, he might say. And in other cases, it's out of fear. For example, I don't want to tell my dad he can't go with us to the bank because he'll get mad. Now, although allowing your parents to cross boundaries may help you try to keep peace, it's a short-term solution. And it's likely to have long-term consequences, honestly. So a couple can't truly be a couple if there's other people involved in their decisions. And I'm sorry, mommy and, you know, daddy lovers, but that's just fact of what it is. And I also want to say something, too. As far as that is concerned, and now as far as my mom is concerned, never, ever, ever, never, ever, never, ever, ever, never got in between my relationship. Never. Never. Never said, oh, this is not, never. If anything, she took his fucking side. She took his side because she know how I am. But never. She always said, I never allowed anyone to get in my marriage, and I'm not going to get in yours. If you would like help with something, you can tell me the situation. I'll tell you what I feel, what I would do if I was you, but I'm never going to. Never. She never said, oh, well, and as far as my in-laws, I have amazing, I just got lucky. I really did. I really, really did. I love my in-laws like how I love my regular immediate family. He doesn't have quite as many uncles and aunts as I do, but he has a lot of them. And I was raised a certain way. So I treated my in-laws like how I treat my own aunts and uncles. It's no different. My aunt over there is like my aunt over here. You understand what I'm saying? They're going to get the same treatment. And if you don't have that mindset, you're probably not going to get lucky in your relationship. I'm just saying. So now, although allowing your parents to cross boundaries may help, like I said, short term and long term, it's going to cause consequences. And a couple can't truly, like I said, be a couple when there's other people involved in your decision making. Now, a healthy marriage requires privacy and intimacy. And those things aren't possible when the family dynamics are not healthy. So here are some of the boundaries you might want to set. Let's start with financial. So allowing your parents to be involved in your financial, once you're married, can be a disaster. Now, although it starts off with the best intentions, I'm sure, it can turn sour quickly, ladies and gentlemen, quickly. For example, if your parents loan you, let's say, a few thousand dollars to help you get a new car, pretty soon, they might want to know, how can you afford to go to the movies if you haven't paid them back yet? How much you make? The type of debt that you have in your personal budget, it doesn't need to be anybody else's business. If you and your spouse agree to talk to a parent in confidence and ask for advice or to get a little help with your taxes, make sure you're both on board with what that could mean. Because, you know, she might be like, well, we could go to my dad because my dad's going to give me the money and it's not going to be a problem. And he's going to give it to me. Yeah, he's going to give it to you. And yeah, he would have normally gave it to you without malice if you wasn't married. But now that you're married, that same dad might look like, well, damn, if he can't support my daughter, why I got to give her money? You just got married. That might not be the case. Maybe he lost his job. Maybe he got suspended. Maybe you had to pay something else and you needed that extra money. But you have to bring your dad into all of that family dynamic in order to explain that to him. And that's not something that you want to do. Now, if your parents are constantly trying to convince you that you can't afford that apartment or that you don't really need that new vacuum cleaner, it's going to lead to conflict in the marriage. As a couple, you need to be able to make financial decisions together without pressure or outside influence that isn't welcome. It just needs to be that way. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And when we come back, I want to speak on emotional boundaries and physical boundaries because they also play a part in the situation. I appreciate everybody in the building. I can see you all. We'll be back. Green is everything.
Amazing love. Ooh, so I baby, and I've been waiting for a lover like you. It's all amazing to be loved. I follow you to the moon and the sky above. The moon in the sky above, and you and I, it's so amazing to be loved. I follow you to the moon.
Even though I made you cry, you don't have to say goodbye.
got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town. Just for me. Oh yeah. She says loving early in the morning just for me. Oh yeah. She says loving just for me. Oh, she loves me so tenderly. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town. She's alright. I don't know she's alright. She's alright, she's alright.
To my daddy, not the one that made me, the one that took my hand and dedicated to you, baby. I gotta play it one more time.
Talk to him, sleep near him, walk with him, be with him
every day.
basketball, and he loves a good book. I'll tell you how I know he's the perfect one for me, 'cause he's a warrior in the streets, but he's a king in the sheets. He's giving me love so steady. He touches my heart, now I'm ready. He touches my soul and my spirit. He's giving me love so steady. He's giving me love so steady. He touches my soul and my spirit.
Yo, Larry, man, you think you can sing this song today?
Nah, man, Melvin,
I look too hot for me, man.
Well, look, hey, here, do it. Come on, man, come on. Hold on.
Kick it. Shut down, shut down, shut down. Shut down.
Yo, Larry, man, you think you can sing this song today? Melvin,
I look too hot for me, man.
Well, look, hey, here, do it. Come on, man, come on. Hold on.
Kick it. Shut down, shut down, shut down. Shut down.
Much you care for me.
Welcome back. We are back. We're about 4 minutes left to the show. About to get out of here. I just want to get to the last part, emotional boundaries. So once you get married and your spouse should be your major confidant and source of emotional support. However, some people still turn to their parents to be their main source of support. And when there's a problem, when they need advice, this will certainly prevent you and your spouse from having truly an intimate relationship. For example, if you worried about your job and you talk to your spouse and not your mom, or if you're excited and you just got offered a raise and you make sure your first call is to your spouse and not to your parents. These sorts of things truly help separate a relationship with the spouse from other relationships. Your partnerships need to be the person who gives you the most support. There should certainly be other fans in your life who cheer you on and help you out, but your spouse should be your go-to person. If your parents are used to being the ones fulfilling the needs for you, it can be tricky at first to change the focus to your spouse if it keeps setting limits, you know. But if you keep setting limits over time, it gets easier. Physical boundaries include things like your physical space, which may be your home or your apartment or your time. Families with poor boundaries may have parents who camp out at their houses for extended periods of time while uninvited, or who take up a lot of your spare time. Now, obviously, there are many reasons why these boundaries need to be changed at times. If you're falling on hard times and need to move in with your parents' basement for a bit, you might find that those physical boundaries are a bit blurred. Or if you have elderly parents who need a lot of help, it's likely that they take up a lot of your time. However, it's important to set boundaries that you and your spouse are comfortable with. And if you don't want your mother-in-law doing your laundry, or, you know, speak up, but talk about it with your spouse. Or if you don't want your parents showing up at your house every night, set some boundaries that will help and have some private time together with your spouse. I hope all this information that I've provided has helped you some way, somehow, and pass the word on, tell a friend if it did not help you and somebody else you know needs the help. Tomorrow, make sure you tuned in. We will be behind the wall. We're going to be speaking about siblings who kill each other as well as other people. They kill people together. It's crazy. It's Greenleaf Network Live. We're Greenleaf Everything. We appreciate your love and support. Love, peace, and hair grease. I'll holler tomorrow.
right.